Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, she surely has told me, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. It's time to see beyond the massive pretense, my brothers and my sisters. I repeat, it is time that we all must awaken beyond the pretense, beyond the presumptuousness, beyond the massive illusions. I said beyond the massive illusions that for so long, did you hear my brothers and sisters? The massive illusion that for so long have been an obstacle against our people, indeed knowing even, to seek the greater knowledge of the truth of Yah. We should know, my brothers and sisters, that since Yah is one, and that he does not change, and that Malachi says also in the third chapter, Messiah will come to restore righteousness as of old in the former years. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, we must understand the very fact that the scriptures relate this truth, relate to humanity, has trusted that it has attained what in so many ways it has not. The multitude of contentions that we see in this world, the multitude of differences of opinion that we see in this world are not evidence of the law of the Most High written upon the minds and hearts. It's not evident that men have discerned the way of the one king nor his kingdom. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of differences we see in the world today are evidence that men have still remained unconverted, have not really come to a, let's just say, have not come to truthfully what is a holy covenant restored. But my brothers and sisters, men have remained subject to the same vanities, of the corruption, my brothers and sisters, that was already in the minds of hearts of men before the gospel ever went forward. Many say that they're subject to a new covenant. My brothers and sisters, the nations have remained subject to the same corruption that they always of old knew. For the rulers of the nations, indeed, according to Psalms 2, if we are wise, we will understand that the rulers of the nations have indeed conspired against the Most High. And against, my brothers and sisters, his anointed, even against the anointing, men discerning the power of the anointing, that men might remember what is indeed the righteous, the pure, perfect will of the Most High of old. Under the reproof or discerning, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to transcend the multitude of contradictions that exist amongst us. Indeed, I will tell you that if this world were truly subject to all that is written, for instance, in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 30 through 31st chapter, according to what is the covenant, the Most High said he would restore in these last days. If man were true to that, the man were true to the words that in Matthew, they called it, 28:18-20. If man were truly true to those words in the full context of their meanings, men would understand what it meant of old to be converted. They would have understood what it meant when Messiah told his disciples, go forth and convert the nations. My brothers and sisters, they would have understood what it meant to be converted unto the one king, according to all that he declared. All that by his spirit he would bring to remembrance, according to all, according to it says in Acts 3:18-23. According to all the Most High spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, even the holy prophets of Israel, since the world began, men would have understood, my brothers and sisters, if they truly understood what the covenant is. I said, if men truly understood what the covenant is, men would have understood, my brothers and sisters, what it means to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son by the gift of the Holy Spirit. I said, baptized unto the honor of the holy name of the Father and the Son after the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of a pure, perfect testimony, after which we all must agree. Men would have understood, my brothers and sisters, what it means to come to a point of agreement with the Most High in all that he requires, we must say and do. But we live in a world today that men have upheld massive compromises. I repeat, men have upheld a massive compromises, not even realizing that a massive contradictive and disjunct ideas and opinions forged under the title of one, my brothers and sisters, is not true to him who is one at all. Most High told me long ago to believe that it is the work of his spirit that we see all these contradictions is not to be a disciple unto him. Think about it. The Most High is one. He made man as an anointed being to walk after his will. My brothers and sisters, it's not after the anointing of the Most High, it's certainly not after maturation in that spirit, that men have continued to uphold a multitude of differing opinions. It's not after the spirit of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, we see 45,000 denominations. It's not after the gift of the Holy Spirit or the pure, perfect testimony of one that offers one choice that we see still yet the 280 variant nations of this world. It's not after the Holy Spirit that men have converted unto the one King, Shiloh, who is to regather, my brothers and sisters, the peoples of the world, and first Israel and then the peoples of the world, unto the will of one. The book of Yirmiyahu tells us point blank that the Most High, to restore his covenant, must restore Israel and Judah by sending forth the knowledge of his covenant even unto all the nations in the last day, to call back his people, even according to Malachi, unto the righteousness the Most High declared from the beginning of old, as in former years. I said, by what, my brothers and sisters, manner of a covenant shall he do this? I said, according to, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say in Malachi, a remembrance of the law which the Most High gave unto Moshe. meaning that if the world is subject to the covenant of the Most High City by which he would restore his people, the covenant by which he restored Israel and Judah, that the world has no covenant according to that order the Most High has declared through the prophets of Israel. And in the last day, my brothers and sisters, it will be proven that among all the nations, there has been no place clean. Among all the various camps of this world, there has been no place clean. For had they been pure unto the will of one, Messiah would not have to come to restore the genuine knowledge of a covenant. Had all the nations and the various groupings, even that call themselves Hebrew Israelite today, been true to what the Most High calls an Israelite. I want you to understand what I mean by that. My brothers and sisters, had man been true to what he was created to be as an anointed being, if man, my brothers and sisters, has shown enough love of the truth, I said if man has shown enough love of the truth to be found worthy of maturation in the Holy Spirit and the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High, then my brothers and sisters, the differences that exist among us that are damnable sin would not exist. How shall two walk together? How shall we walk into the kingdom of Yah at peace, lest we be agreed? Shall we say that we shall attain to that peace? I repeat, dare men say that they shall attain to that peace after a multitude of worldly misconceits, differences, all manner of false ideology? My brothers and sisters, it is time. It is time even now that we must understand that there are many perceptions. When he said, I restore the heart of the fathers to the children, many are the perceptions of those who understand that Yah is one, as it was understood of old in the East before the intrusions of polytheist Western ideals. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, there are truths that were known by those of monotheist thought, that when they read the various words of the scriptures, there were ideas fundamental that was in their minds. I said there were fundamentals that were in their minds that would not allow them, would not have allowed them in that day to have interpreted so much of the scriptures after the manner that polytheist, unstable polytheist mind has and has preserved, is used to preserve illusions, sedentary thinking upon the minds even to this very day. The apostle, think about it, the apostle Cephas, called Peter, said that those who are wicked and unstable, how about lawless? How about not having enough love of the truth? How about, my brothers and sisters, not having the truth in order to love it? Pervert the meaning of the scriptures, even Paul's words, and the words of all the other apostles and prophets, my brothers and sisters, unto the destruction and the confusion of many. I'm talking about 2 Cephas 3:14-18. You need to understand. Meaning that man, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand this, was created that he might respond to the higher vibration, the highest conscience, the high conscience of the Holy Spirit, that man might agree as one, because I got news for you. Every variant manner of doctrine that men have believed incongruous and incapable of agreeing as one is a multitude of lesser vibrations, not the perfect light. But my brothers and sisters, they are the work of the children of darkness, the shadows of darkness. Doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that will not seek the Most High for the fullness of all that is his will, causing many to draw hasty and unrighteous, presumptuous conclusions. And so much so, my brothers and sisters, and so much so that many, when you tell them the truth or when the truth is revealed, the first inclination of their hearts is to hate it. What are those, my brothers and sisters, then, who have been so deceived that they have hated the revelation, or even have hated opening up their minds to a love of what the Most High has promised to reveal, to restore the true knowledge of his righteousness in these last days. If we were to read the scriptures and to understand what I'm saying, please, my brothers and sisters, give consideration to this. I'm going to go back to Isaiah, book of Isaiah in the 5th chapter. I think the one around the 20th verse is a good place to start. Let me look. Okay, that is a very good place to start. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The very reason why man was deceived, to turn away from the truth, to be misled, after the misconceits, the misrepresentations of another, is because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, being tempted by selfish ambition, being tempted not to recognize his deceit, being tempted to pursue fatal flattery rather than what genuinely brings forth the righteousness of Yah. That lack of a love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, has invited chaos. I said that lack of the love of the truth has not halted, my brothers and sisters, the doors through which, or let's just say, has not shut the doors to the influence of wickedness and all manner of chaos and injustice in this world. Man's lack of love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, has been an open door whereby all manner of perversity and unclean spirit and perversity, all manner of contention and injustice has come to seem wise, even viable in the hearts of many. That many, my brothers and sisters, have opened the doors to be possessed by all manner of evil, evil spirit, evil intent, malice, injustice, and all manner of oppression, man against man, deception, man against man, so as to behold a pretense of seeming righteous when far from it. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that most have not comprehended the drift of what I'm saying to you. When Israel did not seek fully what is the righteousness of Yah, it was an invitation to all manner of wrath. Think about it. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will offer you, I petition the Father, that he might offer you or grant you the spirit of truth, which the world would not receive. Well, I got news for you. Just as much as obedience to the Most High opens the heart to be granted the gift of the Holy Spirit, after which the conscience of man might be raised not to so easily fall to all manner of misconceit, my brothers and sisters, disobedience and a desire to keep a world under deception, my brothers and sisters, is to open the mind and heart. My brothers and sisters, even to be used by all manner of spirit of deception. My brothers and sisters, those who would influence others to be deceived, open their heart to a spirit of deception. Brothers and sisters, how then shall they say they are so sure that in their concept of righteousness, opening their hearts to deceive, that they have not been deceived themselves? You know, it's an amazing thing. Truth it is. It's an amazing thing. But humanity, most of my brothers and sisters have chosen to see no righteousness necessary beyond that of a diverse, perverse, inconjunct, contentious, divisive, and deceived, and wearily depraved status quo. Many believe they walk a little bit above what they commonly see after their present worldly orientation that they are born again. My brothers and sisters, did you not discern what's written in Isaiah 55? Most I say his thoughts are high above men's as the heavens is the earth. In other words, attainment unto what is necessary to enter the kingdom of Yah as a preserver of righteousness and peace is far beyond, my brothers and sisters, what is common to men. Men fallen from the high gift of vibrating according to the highest anointing of the Most High, by and large, not discerning what he should have been, what he must become. The scripture says, wearied in his conscience. Man, my brother says, not knowing what he should have been, what he must become, has exalted all manner of lesser standards, after which, my brothers and sisters, still and yet at the highest form of such carnality, the Most High cannot still yet be pleased. For he knew, my brothers and sisters, from the beginning, what he was making of man. The Most High knew, and still knows, what is the power of the gift he gave. I've talked before on this show about this. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. This world has remained blind. I said in so many ways blind to the fullness of righteousness, the Most High's plan for those who love and seek him. Because men have not loved Yah enough. A world, my brothers and sisters, blinded itself by its own iniquities. Because men have not loved and sought for what the Most High requires enough. Brothers and sisters, until a man discerns what indeed has been missing, think about it. Until a man discerns again by the gift of Yah, even the presence of Messiah, an awakening. So much that for so long has not been considered. Till man awakens to these truths again, man has been presumptuous, calling himself wise, calling himself saved, calling himself ready to be preserved. But after what merely are the standards of men, think about it. A world has been by and large blind to the true righteousness of Yah, men supposing that they have attained to it after a multitude of different denominations and nations who themselves cannot agree among themselves, let alone with Yah. Because men have not loved the Most High enough. Dare any man say that without a great love of the truth? I said, dare any man say that without great enough love of the truth? Or, my brothers and sisters, dare any man say, not knowing that he has hated the truth, been beguiled and deceived to hate the truth. Dare a man without a love of the truth and deceived to hate the truth think that before the Most High he is still yet found trustworthy? Said it many times. Until a man ceases to believe a lie, he cannot begin, my brothers and sisters, to believe the truth. Until a man ceases to hate the truth, he cannot begin to show that he would love the truth. And that is, my brothers and sisters, what the adversary does. It compels men to trust in fallen standards. It compels men to despise the knowledge of the greater righteousness of Yah that would be revealed. The adversary compels men, my brothers and sisters, to despise the truth that from the beginning always was. Causing men to trust, my brothers and sisters, in perverse, polluted, and fallen ideas. And so often because he has not seen much more. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture said Messiah will slay and expose our every wicked standard because he will not judge up to what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but after the Spirit shall he judge. My brothers and sisters, I would tell every soul that has a heart to listen And no man attains, I said no man attains, unto maturation, full maturation of the righteousness of Yah, by merely what he sees in this world. Again, my brothers and sisters, man was created to operate at the higher vibration of the Spirit. Else, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit of Yah could not bring all men to one accord. If the man was not created to vibrate at the high vibration of the Spirit, let us understand what the repercussions of this is, of that supposition would be. Here, my brothers and sisters, whenever man is not subject to, is not collectively subject to the high guidance, the highest vibration of the Spirit of the Most High, whenever man is subject to a lesser sense of conscience, a lesser sense of righteousness, and that which the Most High has declared must be the pure, perfect expectation of us all, man, my brothers and sisters, is in deep trouble, tribulation, all for all manner of warfare, contention, and sin. It's come as a result of man not loving. And I've told you before, the word for love also relates to the idea of what you seek. Man not loving and seeking the Most High enough and becoming satisfied with a sedentary state of conscience, stagnant state of conscience, and quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, and that the mind of Yah is infinite righteousness, and there's always much more to learn of him. What does the scripture say in 1 Corinthians, 8? No man knows everything as he ought to know it. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if a man knows Yah, this is the truth already known by him. Meaning, same thing that's written in Isaiah 40. Messiah will come saying, have you not heard? Have you not understood? There's no end to searching. All this is the righteousness of Yah. Meaning, same thing the Most High told me. He said, till I see all that he has declared, there's a need to search that out. He told me, till I see all that he has declared and full promised, so I see it all brought to bear. He said, keep looking. I asked him one time how much we should continue to grow. He told me plainly, till I can look up in the star and say, look up in the sky and say, star be and one starts glowing. He said, keep growing. There's something else you can learn from me. My brothers and sisters, having sense what that's about. My brothers and sisters, how could I, any soul that has had a chance to touch that infinity, be pleased at any time at the level of conscience where he is? There's so much more the Most High can still yet reveal to a soul having a love for the truth, that will seek the truth, that would desire that there be no obstacle against attaining of higher conscience. So my brothers and sisters, wherever there is among the people a lack of love of the truth, there is instability. My brothers and sisters, that instability is not the foundation of firmity upon which the Most High shall build his kingdom. Man must have, I said must have, a love of the truth. It's an absolute prerequisite. And one who has the love of the truth, I said before, my brothers and sisters, will seek to even to sacrifice himself for the sake of it. He would be willing, my brothers and sisters, like I said, not so easily tempted by what merely appeases his own heart, but will seek after wisdom and a love for what's good for all, to sacrifice himself under divine discipline for the sake of preservation of the peace and accord with the Most High that comes of such a blessed offering. Or dare men say that without the knowledge of the ways of Yah, they should yet enter into his rest? Read Psalm 95, read Hebrews 3. Most High has sworn by his very name that those will not learn the way of peace of his kingdom, will not enter into his kingdom. And the ways of his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, are not learned after the various standards of a multitude of the nations who themselves have no agreement, who themselves have no covenant, who themselves, my brothers and sisters, can't see how to reconcile their differences, and certainly not how to reconcile their differences if they be one with Yah. The covenant, the gospel, the word from on high, the Most High gives, which Messiah also declares, did declare to the nations and must declare it again, as a way of peace after which all the nations might agree. And all peoples, my brothers and sisters, who are humble before the Most High, might cooperate, love, and trust. But it's obvious, it should be quite obvious. The turmoil we see in the world today, so deleterious, so incredibly dangerous, so deadly, so unjust in the world today, should be evidence, my brothers and sisters, that man not having enough love of the truth, not seeking with a whole heart to sustain the fullness of righteousness, has only unleashed upon himself all manner, my brothers and sisters, of demonic idea and spirit. Even after which so many, saying that they walk in righteousness, have committed some of the most heinous acts and taught some of the most belligerent, the rebellious lies over the course of many ages imaginable. Isaiah 5:20. Let's look at that for a moment. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good." I've said it so many times before on this show. In the Hebrew mind, there's no such thing as a pure evil. Evil is a deviation from a perfect and pure state. So what are those who call corruption, the intrusions after the thoughts and minds of another? What are those who call such intrusions, such partiality, such corruption, a good, mature, and clean thing? One of them who call evil good and good, or what the Most High would offer as pure and complete to raise the conscience of men, would call such magnificent truth a thing that is evil. Evil so as to preserve blindness, darkness, confusion, a multitude of variant misconceits and allegiances in the world. Because think about it. Once men have called themselves wise after injustice, many times they seek to uphold that justice, that, excuse me, injustice, that false sense of justice, that they might not be discerned as the wicked, the lawless, those not having a love of the truth, in order to preserve their own selfish ambitions, in order to preserve an illusion, delusion, a pretense, that the Most High knows is not of himself. More of them who call evil good and good evil, and put darkness, the variations of a multitude of variant standards that offer no access to the fullness of truth. They put darkness for light, for the invariant light. My brother and sister, I want you to understand something. Pure light of truth denies no truth. Darkness, however, my brothers and sisters, hasty conclusions, partial perceptions, oftentimes desires to be called whole, oftentimes resists when the greater truth is revealed. That's why most today, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, unless they have a great love of the truth and a desire to be true to all that is true, as the scripture said in Daniel 12:10, those who desire to do good works, the word for good also means whole, pure, and complete, said they will understand none of the wicked, none of those who have enough love of the truth, those who are lawless, prefer lawlessness than unrighteousness. Because said none of the wicked, or the lawless, or those who have enough love of the truth will understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, woe then unto them who will never understand, because they prefer to call partial and imperfect standards good to justify themselves. Woe unto them who cannot understand, because they want to call what the Most High would offer evil so as to justify themselves. But for confusion and darkness, in other words, get my point, many are, well, think about it, many are deceived by the lie simply because of ignorance. So much so that if the truth were revealed, many would turn around and say, hey, I don't know anything about that, so they reject it. So what are those who put darkness for light and light for darkness? What are those who love compromise, hypocrisy, partial and perverse standards, and call them salvation? They will worship a devil as a savior. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who put light for darkness and darkness for light? That exalt the misorientation of this world so much so that if the Most High revealed the truth to them, they would be inclined to dishonor it. But these are they who put bitter for sweet. How about the corrupt thing? How about the immature thing? As if it were mature fruit. And say that which is matured is a threat to their existence? Our brothers and sisters, so many would prefer you never see and discern the righteousness of the Most High as through his Messiah he would reveal it, that they constantly are capable of exploiting you with a misrepresentation. Many of they, my brothers and sisters, who do not discern what's called Western Christianity, the polytheism that is Western Christianity, lawless Christianity, is by no means, my brothers and sisters, the law, the order, the mutual expectation that was known by the early church must be arrived at, that man be sanctioned, kind of trustworthy and steadfast in the appearance of Messiah. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 5:21. Woe to them who are wise in their own eyes, who consider themselves discerning beyond all injustice after their own sight. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's a sad thing that so many function after carnal mind, so quick to say, well, hey, I don't know anything about whether that's good or evil, whether that's right or wrong. Or they simply say such things as, it's all right by me, and figure that because something seems all right by themselves, it's automatically right by Yah. The Most High told me that whatever I see, hear, anything else, and it's obvious, my brothers and sisters, he was warning to be that I be assured that the shaping of my conscience be by him. He said, whatever I see, hear, or read, anything from man, I would say the same thing from you. Most High someone told me to check it out with him first. To know what is said and not know why it is said, not to know the origin of one's thoughts, or not to know the origin of what is divine mind and thought. Precepts and words when they come from divine mind is to miss the point. I want you to understand what I'm saying by this. There are many who take the scriptures completely out of context because they would lead men into the traps after which they have sought to keep humanity under the constraints of a fallen conscience. The Most High, on the other hand, my brothers and sisters, would have men to understand more than what he says, but why it is said. He says, come, let us reason together, because he will not take an offering that is wrought after violence. He says, come, let us reason together. Let us seek all the reason behind his word, that there be no more contentions among us, there be no more disagreements among us. He said, if we will reason together, seeking all that is his will, he said, we eat of the good of the land. But if we do that, if we will not do this, he said, the end result of it will be what, my brothers and sisters? He said, the end result of this is that many will be cut off, delivered to the sword, cut off from the hope, the Holy One of Israel and his kingdom. And that the mouth of the Most High has forsworn, and that he has spoken it. What are those, my brothers and sisters, so easily destabilized, easily drawn away, easily misdirected by the temptations of this world? Scriptures tell us that the temptations of this world we must resist, proving that our perseverance, approving that our faith and perseverance, my brothers and sisters, is unto a perfect work, true to the Most High in all things. I'm talking about Jacob and James. They wanted to call it James, first chapter. Scripture says, if any man be double-minded, how about unstable? Let him not think and receive anything from Yah. The Most High wants a stable and pure and perfect work. If there's not enough love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, what stability is there for a multitude of people who are the end of the kingdom of Yah, and they have not enough love of the truth to seek it, to uphold it, to preserve it? If something of this world can turn men aside, as has been done before, where's eternal peace? I remember in Deuteronomy 32, the scripture said, because Israel kicked, grew fat and kicked, in other words, became rebellious after what it thought should remain, even in disobedience, should remain. Let's just say it's way of life or status of being. Brothers and sisters, scripture says, because men kicked, grew fat and kicked, they turned away from and rebelled against the righteousness of Yah. And scripture says, no longer, all who do such a thing are no longer counted as children. Like I said, my brother says, what it means, no longer entirely under his care. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, the true children of a father will seek the direction of a father. But my brothers and sisters, the nations of, who call Messiah, one who releases them from all divine jurisdiction, all divine guidance, certainly not, my brothers and sisters, let's just say certainly most have not sought guidance that they might be true to all the rights the Most High declared by all his holy prophets of old. And my brothers and sisters, such irrationality, such lawlessness, has not been unto peace in this world, but like I said, it's continually caused men seeking to uphold their own unrighteousness unto all manner of warfare, all manner of injustice. And most, my brothers and sisters, refuse to know it. What's it said, 5:22? Woe to them who are mighty to drink wine. In other words, they love all manner of corruption. But the truth, my brothers and sisters, will set their minds straight, they despise. What are them who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink? In other words, woe to them. Here, my brothers and sisters, in them mingle a multitude of lies. Put them under, let's just say, and put them all together in one vessel, one glass, under one title. And compel men to believe, my brothers and sisters, that after such drunkenness, they shall not be made drunk. Here, my brothers and sisters, these are those who justify the wicked for a reward. In other words, here, my brothers and sisters, they say that a wicked or lawless, rather than lawful standard, is worthy of the reward. They say that sin, my brothers and sisters, should still bring forth the reward of a holy kingdom. The scripture says, by this they take away righteousness, to take away the righteousness from him. In other words, my brothers and sisters, they so exalt lesser standards that they compel many of my brothers and sisters never to seek the truth, and if they could, would seek to sway them away from what the Most High himself calls a complete, pure, and perfect love of the truth that is necessary for a mutually cooperative, for the kingdom. Scripture says, because men have turned away from this righteousness. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness and their blossoms shall go up as dust. Where have we read that before? How about Isaiah 40:27-41:4? How about, my brothers and sisters, Malachi 3:18-4:2? When Messiah is revealed, my brothers and sisters, when the righteousness of Yah is revealed, when it's revealed the standard after which men shall discern whether they are or will be allowed even opportunity to mature as the servants of Yah or not. When man, my brothers and sisters, awakens to the Messiah as he is, he says, the kings and rulers of the earth at the hand of the Most High, all their unrighteousness shall be exposed. As their wickedness, my brothers and sisters, shall be ashes and stubble before the appointed righteousness of Yah. What does it say in Isaiah 5:24? As the fire, how about the rebuke of the Most High, divides the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, when the Most High separates the wheat from the chaff, what is good from that which is not nutritive, what is not, my brothers and sisters, worthy for divine consumption. My brothers and sisters, even the very root after which all such wickedness is spawned shall be recognized in its rottenness. Rottenness, my brothers and sisters, a rotten root of old would have been recognized as the root of any plant that can never bring forth fully what the Most High has in fact decreed. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, there was a time Messiah became quite intolerant of a tree that would not bring forth good fruit. And in not bringing forth fruit, he cursed it and it shriveled up and died. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the same statement is written in Hebrews 6, and many have been deceived to follow after the the injustices that are warned against in that chapter. Scripture says if a plant receives, let's say if it brings forth fruit, acceptable unto him who would harvest it. A brother and sister receives his blessing from the Most High, but if it brings forth briars and thorns, is not far from being cast in the fire and burned up. Messiah said, I am, hear me, my brother and sister, I am the vine and you are the branches. And he said, my brother and sister, unless you remain in him, he said you can bring forth nothing. My brother and sister, the Most High expects the human conscience to be refined. The heart, mind, and soul, the vibrations of the mind, the spirit emanated from the mind. Oh, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand. The human mind is a mental energy field, and it must be attuned to the vibration of the Holy Spirit. That's what emanates from it, my brothers and sisters, is seen as disgusting. How many ready to understand that? Most High anoints the mind with his spirit, certainly not for emanations from it, be after carnality. But carnality, my brothers and sisters, the mind of undisciplined flesh must give way to the discipline of the Most High. The scripture said, we walk according to the flesh, we will die, Romans 10. The Spirit has given us the righteous requirement of the Most High might be fully made manifest in us, revealed from us. Scripture said, if we walk according to the flesh, we will die. If we walk according to the Spirit, we will live. If we, let's just say, allow the reasoning the Most High would reveal, to cast aside and expose all unrighteousness, then shall we live, whereby we, knowing that the Most High desires to awaken, we cry out, Abba, Father, our Father. But my brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. It is because man has not loved the Most High enough. The man, growing satisfied with the praise of men, have not sought the Most High enough. And men so often, my brothers and sisters, have not been compelled to seek the whole truth, lest they be held accountable, my brothers and sisters, to gravitate to it, and speak it. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Everyone must know that the love of Yah demands that every man seek the truth, that he might also speak it. And if any man is ashamed of that truth before men, the scripture says the Most High will be ashamed, the Messiah himself will be ashamed of that man before the Father and before his angels. We are commanded to seek the truth, to speak the truth in season and out of season. But there are many of my brothers and sisters that don't understand. Just as a prophet is called to speak what others would not, so are those who are anointed. Or dare we say, my brothers and sisters, we receive the Spirit that would talk to our minds and hearts and show us the way of righteousness, that we never use the gift or what is our being to relate exceeding wisdom to those who saw us in this world so much in need of it. Think again. Reason why the scripture says, lift up your voice like a trumpet, declare to Israel her iniquities and Jacob her sins. Just the Messiah being an anointed one does. As all the prophets of old being anointed did. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men say anointed after the Spirit, the first thing they do is shut up and allow men to walk after all manner of fatal flattery, their iniquities remaining a mystery to them? When the Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie enters and rebukes all sin. Therefore, let me tell you something. Those the Most High truly has touched and allowed themselves to mature in the gift of that Spirit, when they find the truth, they can't keep silent. But there are those who say they can receive the Spirit, and they receive the Spirit, and then they choose to be silent and say nothing, and allow to continue to walk after all manner of unrighteousness, all manner of wickedness, divine themselves and others with the corruption of their thoughts, and turn around and say, nothing is wrong. If they say they care and remain silent, something is desperately wrong. I said, desperately wrong about the way men have been compelled to speak, having no love of discipline that is required that we all become one in mind and heart. That awakening needs to be done, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand it again. Yirmiyahu, and for that matter, Jeremiah 30-31 and Isaiah 66 relates the Most High is going to have to raise the standard. Isaiah 59 says the same. He's going to have to raise the standard that men see again what is peace. And it's only those, my brothers and sisters, who come again to that covenant restored beyond all the nations, converting beyond all the misconceits of the nations, coming to that same covenant after which Israel and Judah should be made one. Think about it. Come on, Jeremiah 30-31. He said he's going to restore Israel and Judah as a tribe, my brothers and sisters, as of old. But this time, my brothers and sisters, be restored to the covenant. Discerning, my brothers and sisters, what happens when you turn away from it. That again, my brothers and sisters, people restored to the truth of his covenant, the commonwealth of Israel, the covenants of the promise, that no man must be without. Man restored to that covenant. Hey, what the scripture says, new things shall he create in the earth. Man shall, my brothers and sisters, a woman shall encompass, seek after. How about my brothers and sisters, even the righteousness of a good husband? I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are saying. It is by the same covenant after which the Most High would make Israel and Judah one to realize the truth and remain righteous forever that all the nations must be brought to the same understanding. Or dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that all nations converted after the ways of the one King, after the fullness of the honor, the most of the name of the Father and the Son, by the power and teaching and revelation of the Holy Spirit, shall we say that that's Jew and Gentile under different expectations? Most High, when he made man, just simply made man to be Manu, functioning after his spirit and his mind. that we all might agree as one. Nothing else will be peace. If they told you anything else, they told you a damn lie. They told you absolute insanity. They told you something so disgusting before the Most High that, quite frankly, because men have not hearkened to the rationality of the truth. What the scriptures say in Isaiah 64:4, that the Most High has been most wroth because of this, most angry because of this. And since the beginning, since this fall, man having a love of the truth, not realizing the need to fully return to the Most High with a great love for all that is necessary to bring forth peace. Scripture says, since the beginning, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who seek, love, and obey, and expect to ultimately, my brothers and sisters, according to his plan, be either redeemed or destroyed relative to, hear me, my brothers and sisters, what from the beginning was his plan. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, because men have not loved Yah enough. Men have not grown to the fullness of the Spirit collectively, the Most High has intended. And men not seeing, be able to see eye to eye what is the righteousness of Yah has not been a covenant. They may have told you otherwise, they lied. Do you really think a covenant with the Most High is according to the standard of anyone less than he? Most High never said one time that he would write and sign his name to approve a contract or a covenant that is not after his mind, his construct, his plan, his purpose. He made all things to work together as one. And every man looking at what is in creation, even himself, even others, each man trying to turn all things after his own designs, my brothers and sisters, it's not peace, it's not covenant, it's not respect for the Maker at all. If any man thinks that such diversitude and selfish ambition and self-righteousness and just general selfishness and covetousness is a covenant with the Most High after so many aberrant ideas that men have come up with to appease themselves, if any man believes that such contradictions as this, my brothers and sisters, are the wisdom of Yah, he has never known the Most High. If any man can believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, all that is that runs his mind, heart, and soul, though it may seem righteous or wise in his own eyes according to his own designs and his own ambitions and his own desires, it is disgusting that what is in his heart before the Most High. Time we understand. Time we wake up. Please understand, my brothers and sisters. What does the scripture say concerning all this? Getting back. Here, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 5:25. Why, my brothers and sisters? How about going 24? Therefore, the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the shaft. In other words, the rebuke of the Most High will cast aside whatever is worthless. Burn up and destroy and expose as unrighteous whatever is worthless. The shaft that they spoke about, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. A kernel of wheat. It's surrounded by a hard husk. They call it the shaft. When the wheat shaft is, let's say, when the wheat kernel is broken under a heavy weight, you can say it like the reproof of the Most High. It's broken and the kernel of grain, nutritious, my brothers and sisters, what remains? It is cast up to the wind. The combination of the two is cast up to the wind. How about cast up to the Spirit of the Most High? And my brothers and sisters, what is not viable is blown away. And what, my brothers and sisters, is of weight and worth is gathered, my brothers and sisters, to be preserved. You understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture says, the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the shaft, so their root, whatever brings forth not what is fully acceptable unto the Most High, shall be as rottenness. The blossom shall go up as a dust, but they have been cast away, because they have cast away the law of the Most High of hosts, the Master whose conscience considers all things. They've cut away and cast themselves aside from his law. What else is this, my brothers, is a wicked lawlessness? What else is this, my brothers and sisters, but a standard that can never appease the Most High? And Scripture says all this comes bad because they despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. They despise the word of order, despise the word of peace, and invited all manner of corruption upon, yes, my brothers and sisters, even all mankind. Only often the Most High will be pleased with. My brothers and sisters, only often the Most High will be pleased with is a people brought true unto His word. They may be preserved. Read Revelation 9 and 4 from the wrath that is to come. Scripture talks about it in the book of Ephesians that you don't want to be caught after the spirit of this world, upon which falls wrath upon the children of disobedience. Most High wants order and peace. There can be no peace while every man of ever an idea remains. Be no peace while men open the doors to every man of disgusting idea and thought. Was it said 5:25, therefore the anger of the Most High is kindled against his people, and he has stretched forth his hand against them, and has smitten them, and the hills and the nations did tremble. And their carcasses were torn. Oh, my brothers and sisters, rough word, yes. The carcasses were torn in the midst of the streets. How about among all the nations? And my brothers and sisters, this means, well, this is what will happen to whoever it is, my brothers and sisters. We're not converted unto the will of one. And for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you how it's written up in some texts. He says, some texts say he will lift up a nation to the great nation far away. Some script texts say, my brothers and sisters, he will lift up a stand an instant to the distant nation or the distant nations. How about, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in Isaiah 24:10-16, he would do it from a nation in the last days that is a great nation that is to the west. He lifted up an instant to the nation from afar to call from them from the ends of the earth. Behold, they come swiftly with speed. They should not be weary nor stumble among them. In other words, they have a standard after which they know how to walk plainly and speak rightly. Please understand Isaiah 40:27-41:4 and understand who it is to come suddenly like the righteousness, like the light from the rising sun, to cast out all the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who hide the truth from you. My brothers and sisters, how will the light seeks to hide itself? I want you to understand 5:27. None should be weary nor stumble among them. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latches of their shoes broken. Whose arrows are sharp and their bows are bent. Their horses' hooves should be kind as a flint. The world's like a whirlwind and their wheels like a whirlwind. He's talking about, my brothers and sisters, the might and the strength of those who discern precisely at the hand of Messiah was the righteousness of Yah. They should go forth, my brothers and sisters, as mighty men, and should not be halted. The roaring shall be like a lion. What do you say Judah would do first? Shall roar like young lions. They shall roar and they shall lay hold of the prey and carry it away safe. Carry it away safe, my brothers and sisters, what's supposed to be preserved, and none shall deliver it. My brothers and sisters, blessed are they who look forward to the day when the perfect truth, pure perfect word of the Most High is revealed, that righteousness, my brothers and sisters, may prevail and be preserved. So much concerning this, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be spoken. So many perceptions that need to be laid straight for the eyes of men. For men have talked about being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the after the power of the Holy Spirit, to honor the Most High, to praise Him fully according to His will. But it's obvious all the denominations all saying something has not been unto the honor of the one Most High. You got to understand, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah said, convert the nations, teaching them, converting them, discipling them, disciplining them, teaching them to do everything he commands. My brother says he didn't say you converted if you're converted if you still want to uphold any of the fallen traditions of man. Messiah said all power from on high has been given unto him. Do you know what that means? It means that unto him has been given the authority, my brothers and sisters, to judge the soul of man either wise or unwise, righteous or unrighteous, having a love of the truth or not. What do you say? He will offer a word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, whether men love the Most High or not, whether they will serve the Most High or not, whether they will seek. For there was the righteous of the Most High or not. It's just simply seek to be satisfied at their own self-righteous zeal. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that they should be confirmed true to the Most High, true to what preserves the holy kingdom and everlasting? In a love for the will of another? Think about it. Rome made what they call the Roman Catholic Church, intruding against the pure, perfect righteousness that was in the East after a polytheist monstrosity. The incensions that was the lack of conscience of polytheist mind. Scripture said that they would come in and they would intrude upon the doctrines of the church after the powers of perdition, hell itself. And my brothers and sisters, Scripture says once they did it, in the book of Matthew 24:14-29, that once they did it, there'll be a rise of false prophets, men who never tell you the whole truth, men compelling people after fatal flatteries to walk after unrighteousness until that pretense Messiah himself must come to expose. My brothers and sisters, they created what they call the Roman Church after the intrusions of state. That wicked, lawless men, having no intention, my brothers and sisters, see the manifestation of the kingdom of Yah on this earth, created a counterfeit and called it the Holy Roman Empire. Damn bastardized idea, my brothers and sisters, that has always been to the damnation of men when it was Babylon and Moab and Egypt, just as it is to this day. Vanity, which cannot praise Yah. Scripture talks about such intrusions after the principalities and powers coming in among the churches. That wicked and lawless kings, having no desire unto the kingdom of Yah, have set upon thrones and preached behind pulpits, causing men, my brothers and sisters, according to 2 Thessalonians, to be hardly prepared for the regathering. Having the heart to be truly regathered unto the kingdom of Yah. Scripture says there'll be a falling away first. But my brothers and sisters, those who will be regathered are those who seek to turn away from unrighteousness, who have a love and a great curiosity and a respect to seek the truth, that they know what should be loved and know what should be despised. That would have a love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, they might be saved, made whole, preserved, worthy of being preserved thereby. He didn't say, what reason would the Most High seek to preserve what has no love of the truth? What would simply be to stabilize, will seek to destabilize others to join them in their misery. There has to be a love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, in the mind and the heart, in order to defend and preserve and maintain the sanctity of a holy kingdom. There has to be enough love of the truth to create a kind of humility after which the mind and heart of man can be disciplined. To my brothers and sisters, to humble, that man might humble himself under the truth of the Most High himself with a pole. I want you to understand the truth of the scriptures declare that Messiah will come in the last days with a name that the Most High shall give unto him, even unto the glory of himself. And my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, if you really understand it, it means his name shall be a rock of stumbling and a stone of offense to most all, to most people, my brothers and sisters, simply because he would declare righteous the world has not known for many, many, many generations. Scripture says kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. So who's prepared to believe a report that they never heard before, a dimension of righteousness never heard before? Who's prepared to believe when all so many facets of the scriptures and precepts of the scriptures are put together line upon line, precept upon precept, to indicate and show so much that for many generations men have not even been compelled to consider? Only those, my brothers and sisters, who have enough love of the truth to see the interconnected, the interconnectivity of the interwoven, pure, perfect word, knowing that everything the Most High declares has millions of reasons why it's so, and every word of the Most High reinforces every other word. Those not prepared to understand that constancy, my brothers and sisters, are not a reasoning mind enough that the Most High should preserve such as this. I've said it before. Seen it already, my brothers and sisters. What Most High wants, a neural network on this world, on this earth, that every single neuron, every single person, my brothers and sisters, is connected or has a connection with the infinite mind of the Most High, that all as one tapping the same source might agree. No corruption between the synapses of the neurons of the mind, or if you will, my brothers and sisters, no corruption that would act as a barrier against the thoughts and minds of men connecting as one. That's what the Most High has always intended. But how many of my brothers and sisters prefer a fallen standard to radiate a lesser conscience to act as an obstacle against the free flow of spiritual power? And still dare to call my brothers and sisters in erecting a short circuit themselves. Faithful? Think again. No one, my brothers and sisters, is found worthy before the Most High to come unto the full and mature conscience that is acceptable, lest he prove enough love of the truth to be obedient to the truth. Turn toward the truth. For the scripture says plainly, Isaiah 59, Messiah comes for those who will turn from transgression. Man does not turn from the transgression, doesn't even have power to turn from transgression, lest he follows obedient the gift of the Spirit. For again, my brothers and sisters, there's a whole lot of folks out here reading the scriptures, having not the knowledge nor the love for all the Most High himself revealed as from the beginning is the eventuality. Therefore they love errant and strayed, have errant paths, after which they have strayed. Many times, my brothers and sisters, there are those who are joined together not because of their love of the truth, but because of a hatred against those who they see as having oppressed them when they themselves have not been righteous. When they themselves, my brothers and sisters, have not been the beacons of light. The beacons have not themselves been the invariant beacons of light that are supposed, my brothers and sisters, to be a help and a moral conscience to awaken a wavering world. Sad but true, my brothers and sisters, sad but true. Baptism, Colossians 2, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the name of Yeshua, requires that men be led by him. Baptism in his name was an open declaration that man had to exceed the unrighteousness of other teachers and other rulers. My brothers and sisters, how many were upset that so many in Rome were converting unto the King? The King the Most High declared before the world was made. The one called Shashan-Shah, King of Kings, who would reprove all the nations and rulers of the earth. The rulers, do you think, my brothers and sisters, those satanically driven, desire to see men turn toward the truth? My brothers and sisters, the way the adversary turns away many as he offers a counterfeit. Revelation 13 says they followed after a state-created contraption, counterfeit, pretense, horns like a lamb, speaking as a dragon. And my brothers and sisters, that amalgam of fallen standards has been where men have trusted. False prophets who will never tell you the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, ever since. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, too proud to admit this, too self-righteous to admit this. I would say, brothers, my brothers and sisters, where truth has not been evident, you should count yourself blessed if you have an opportunity to hear the truth, because without it, my brothers and sisters, every soul without that truth perishes. He dies without the law, dies without the knowledge of divine order. How about dies hating the truth because they've been taught a pack of lies? Whoever hates the truth, my brothers and sisters, has no hope into the kingdom of Yah. So what else can they do but perish? Not to have a love of the truth is to love massive contradictions, indiscretion. Not to have a love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, is to still have a love for some level, some gamut, some vibration of still what is sin, whereby, my brothers and sisters, many hearts and minds of men already unstable are inclined to spiral into a deeper and deeper level of depravity. How shall one, my brothers and sisters, petition the Most High to protect him when, in fact, my brothers and sisters, they open the doors of corruption not only upon their own hearts, but upon the hearts of many, and then dare to say, okay, they've opened up their hearts to devils, therefore the devil should not invoke any harm against them. That's the lie, my brothers and sisters, some people follow after in Halloween. Think about it. They dress up like devils, so the devils will think that they're in league, and then think the devils somehow have what? A desire for their preservation? No, my brothers and sisters, they want to take you to hell with them. Wake up, people. Scriptures talk about being, if we want to talk like, likened to the anointing of the Most High, following after the Spirit of the Most High, if you're talking about residence in His kingdom. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer every man of misconceit, daring to believe that after such, the Most High is pleased and He delights in such. Read Malachi 2:15-16-3-4. The Most High delighted in such corruption, my brothers and sisters. If the Most High did not change, delighted in such corruption, Messiah would not have to restore righteousness of old, to restore that there might be an offering pleasing unto the Most High. That's what's written. He didn't say that a multitude of fallen standards would be pleasing unto Him. He didn't say that the depravities after which men have fallen would be called pleasing unto Him. He did not say that a multitude of pastors who would never tell you the whole truth are worthy of anything else but humiliation. He did not say that those who could teach you foreign gods because they won't teach you the truth, He didn't say they'd be preserved. He said He'd destroy them out of His temple. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that most have not discerned what has happened? It's like a bunch of snake charmers saying, watch out for the snake. And they got it wrapped around their leg, wrapped around their neck while they draw close while it hisses at you. So you imagine that what they harbor and what they're carrying is not a snake. My brothers and sisters, so much of what is portrayed in the churches while people talk, the pastors talk about righteousness, is nothing but the iniquity, the sin, the injustice, the irrationality, the corruption, the deceitfulness, and the pretenses of men. Scripture says Messiah will come to prove that to be so. How many are ready to understand it? On my website, hiddengospel.com. I said on my website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article called The Secret City Prophecies, that at this time, I would say my brothers and sisters, was always, even before it was written, was still a set of concepts that required reading and understanding. An article there called Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. There were always, my brothers and sisters, concepts that required reading. And I don't mean just reading, my brothers and sisters, the words on a page, but re-seeing the scenario and the evidence of divine righteousness, intent, and plan that's contained therein. No man attains this, my brothers and sisters. No man stays on that path but by obedience, by showing that he loves the truth. Shall the Most High see a belligerent, hard-hearted mind and being compelled to draw near and still be rebuked while teaching? My brothers and sisters, the Most High draws near to those who embrace his word, not those who seek to disgrace his words. Wake up time. The nations will not remain, my brothers and sisters, they have remained strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. The nation, ways of the Gentiles, my brothers and sisters, are not that commonwealth, not that kingdom. The nation now will be strange or far from the knowledge of the covenant promises. Most people have no idea what the covenant promises are. If they were, they couldn't remain subject to and allegiance to, sworn to and allegiance, what they call. I'm not even going to call it what it is to call it in this nation. What, the American dream? American dream, my brothers and sisters, people seek to be called righteous after every manner of ideal they call freedom to lie against the Most High whatever way they will to appease themselves. That's not, my brothers and sisters, that's not what the Most High desires. He didn't say that you had freedom to lie against him every way you will after whatever institutions of a devil calls itself wise. Like I said, the scripture says, what are those who call evil? How about a lie, truth, and the truth to lie? I'll simply say it again. The Shema commanded that we love and seek all that is the righteousness of Yah beyond ourselves. And in a world, my brothers and sisters, where all have fallen short of the righteousness of Yah, we should all, rather than be arguing against one another and our differences, we should rather, my brothers and sisters, seek the truth, the pure, perfect truth, thinking the differences can no longer exist. Seek the pure, perfect truth with which the Most High will be pleased. We find something missing in our discretion. We find something in Scripture we have not considered. We should be prepared full well, kind of a blessing to consider it, because many have never even had the opportunity. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek to be justified in their negligence, in their lack of diligence, in their lack of humility, and in the hardness of their heart. My brothers and sisters, hardness of heart is entertaining the spirit of a devil, because like I said before, a lover of the truth cannot deny the truth. But like I said, my brothers and sisters, the world would not be a strange, lacking that knowledge. The scripture said we must cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. If men had not loved the obstacles that have blinded their minds, and the obstacle that blind men against the light is the multitude of the children of darkness who prefer to serve shadows, the variations that seem to be bright light to those who have never seen the intensity of what is truly brilliant. But those who see it, my brothers and sisters, granted the opportunity to see it, who gravitate toward it, these are the children of light. For again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not change. He restores that light of righteousness for those who are drawn near to it, and blessed are they who will. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, praying that you will examine the truth that are on that website, that you will be a constant listener to this show, seeking to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters, for a long time that have not invested to the dimension to which they should have been. Man not loving the Most High enough has been blinded to so much truth, and blindness to that truth, my brothers and sisters, has been a curse. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Yes, indeed, I do thank you all for listening. I'm really happy, my brothers and sisters, with the insanity that we see. Or is it in our hearts to seek something foretold of old, so much greater, so much more blessed, so much more peaceful, and so much more so for the mutual good of all, beyond all those who would exploit the minds and hearts of men, robbers against the peace foretold. Blessed are they who will seek what is peace, what is whole, what is order. For with them the Most High shall show his favor and all the glory that he bestow upon a people that, being found worthy of his his name, he'll make great. Yes, my brothers and sisters, under all things that is good and true, after the magnificence of his mind.
Are we really happy here with this lonely game we're playing? Looking for words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anywhere. Lost in a masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away from being close together from the start.
So far from working
with you. We tried to talk it over.
Everybody's through.
Let us game we play. Understand the reasons that we carry on this way.
Love, we recognize we've been under
masquerade.
Tell the truth and shame the nasty crafty. Hallelujah.